Good morning. Today is Tuesday, January the 14th. Joining us this morning is the Executive Director of the Redwood Region Economic Commission.
Development.
Did I leave that out?
Yeah.
Development part? Well, that's what we were going to be talking about today. So
oh, great.
I'm glad that you had that in there.
There you go.
And you picked up on what I was saying, too.
Am I hearing music?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's nice. It gives people something to listen to instead of us.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, it's quite relaxing in here.
No, it's easy.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right, fair enough. Smart guy. You ready for a why do we say that?
Yeah. I had a short string of success, and then
punctuated by a series of defeats.
Massive defeats.
Okay. Now it's not March.
That's correct.
Okay. And there are not too many magazines around anymore.
Not as many.
So no. Take your pick. Which one do you want? A March related one or a magazine related one?
Let's go with March.
All right. Matt is a March hare. Why do we say Matt is a March hare?
It must be when the rabbits come out and are ready to get their business on in the spring. And they're running around like mad people.
This might be mad people?
mad men? I don't know.
Crazy? Yeah. March begins the rutting season for hares.
I was right!
And the hares running about wildly at the time, apparently quite mad.
All right, I'm back up, baby.
Yeah, that's right. Two in a row. You are the first.
Yeah, there you go.
For two.
All right. Got it.
Well, you kind of took away a little bit of the thunder there by getting your name, the entity's name correct, development part.
Development.
Since last we met,
mm-hmm.
Terrigen is, let's just say round one. There may be a round two. I don't know.
But I don't know.
The first, it's kind of like a movie without the sequel. You don't know if there's going to be a sequel or not. Has come and gone. And one of the concerns I think a lot of people have is the chilling effect.
Right.
Of this. The way the project was handled,
mm-hmm.
In the public process,
correct.
Certainly, money spent were significant.
Sure,
putting it in at a level that a lot of us probably won't see.
Right.
Okay. So this is really the big boys.
Yep.
Wanting to come here and being turned away.
Yep.
Talking to some of the supervisors, those that we legally can.
Mm-hmm.
No chilling effect. The result will be clarity.
We hope.
Okay. We've got a number of other big projects that are out there.
Correct.
Development in general with housing. I mean, development, right? And I suppose if we get outside of the marijuana industry, so there's no special treatment of anything, what kind of read do you have on this?
Yeah. We're going to start off with a fastball here. Okay, so
But it's down the middle of the plate.
Right, spring training, exactly.
Don't worry.
So there's two issues around Terrigen: whether or not you agreed with the decision, and two, the process that we put them through. And what concerned me the most about it was a couple of things. One of which is I met the guys that were working on this project, and I'm friends with the local person, Natalie, and I met them when they came in, and they were not evil people, you know? And so I get really concerned, and I listened to the 2 days of debate and watched all this, where people were sort of just dumping out the dustbin of everything that you could think of about why you didn't want this project. And this happens, you know, from right and left, depending on the issue, of course, but where, you know, there's false narratives, there's stories, there's bad information out there. So I'm not going to just, you know, lay it on the feet of the opponents more generally, Terrigen, but, you know, there you could have a reasonable argument as to why you oppose this project. That's fair enough. You know, you can say, I don't like the environmental impacts related to birds. I'm concerned about the road. I'm concerned about the Wiat land. But some of the other stuff was just absolute crap. And so, you know, it's hard in the public realm to, like, tell people, no, you can't say that. But it's unfortunate that that happens because that does create the chilling effect.
Now, similar discussions, maybe not to the same extent, happened with the potential real estate development out in Cutton.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which has yet to happen.
Right.
We had public hearing process with the Rex's Park or whatever they're calling the McKay track now.
Mm.
Okay. Different outcomes.
Right, right.
But the process, and I think that's the thing that I am focusing on more at this point, is the process, what was allowed, what wasn't allowed, how it was handled,
right?
How it wasn't handled, conflicts of interest or not conflicts of interest, those types of things that are supposed to be structural.
Right, right.
Maybe they were and maybe they weren't.
Right, right.
This time.
And I think, you know, we can, it's so much easier when it's all done to look back and go, oh, you know, we should have had more discussion around this, more discussion around that.
But that's learning. And that's,
learning. And so I'm hopeful that we can apply that going forward. You know, I personally supported the project. And I think that while it had environmental impacts and other impacts, ultimately, you know, on balance, it was one that should have happened. That's my personal opinion. And I think we're getting to the point in some people's minds where issues or projects or people are either all good or are all bad. And so you're
almost
not
becoming iconoclastic.
Right. And you know, so that decision making, and that's, I don't envy the supervisors on this, right? Because here they are, they're weighing, and it's not like a jury where you're guilty or not guilty, you know, guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. In a criminal case, it's more like the civil case, the preponderance of the evidence, right? You got a scale there, and you're going to tip one way or the other. So it was a tough decision. And it left, unfortunately, it left a lot of division in the community, and I felt badly that one of the things that I wish I'd heard from, I would say, the reasonable opponents, those who weren't hissing and clapping and booing and swearing, you know, I wish they had gotten up at the public hearing and said, listen, we are on the same side, but what you are doing is wrong. And I would love to have seen that sort of moral position taken.
It's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio, easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:23. We're back talking shop this morning with Greg Foster. Greg, the divisiveness that you alluded to, that's one of the things that I kind of find curious and will be interested to find out in the next project, whatever the next project might happen to be. It could be the ones we know about. It could be something entirely different. Is this the anti-crowd? I mean, certainly there's a segment there. Are some of the same arguments going to be raised? How do we do it better? And by better meaning not projects being accepted carte blanche,
right?
But you know, the emotional arguments versus the logical arguments, the decorum or lack thereof. I mean, things like that that are, you know, if there's a chilling event or chilling effect rather with a project, there's also a chilling effect now for public hearings. I mean, you know, you and I may not be microphone averse,
yeah,
but yeah, a lot of folks
have a hard time shutting me up sometimes.
Yeah, the public hearing part is
it is
challenging, and then to have that layer put on top, and then you know,
right.
kind of this mob mentality kicking in.
And that's my one of my biggest concerns is that we should have people should have the ability to express their opinions without being shouted down, or you know, booed or ridiculed or having you know sort of aspersions on their morality or anything
or,
like that.
Or clapping and standing up and giving a standing ovation. I mean, it goes
right.
It's
intimidating, right? And the purpose of doing that is to intimidate and silence the people you don't agree with. Absolutely, that's why you do that, right? And we, you know, as a society, I believe we mouth the words. I don't know that we all believe it. That's wrong.
Well, it's a 15-yard penalty in the football game,
right?
Right.
right.
Which is what that's exactly what this is.
Exactly.
Verbal abuse.
Yep.
We talk about it an awful lot, but
right.
it was acceptable.
And so you know that kind of stuff was unacceptable. And you know, in a lot of this opposition to things is driven by fear and fear of change. People typically, even if they complain, are comfortable where they are. except those on the margins. But you know, they like I made it, you know, it's the devil you know is better than the devil you don't, right? And so we have people come out in opposition, usually pretty knee-jerk opposition, meaning they don't do a lot of research to projects, big and small, because it creates a change or a ripple or a discomfort in where they are right at the moment, and that can be you know big project and or you know as small as someone trying to build on or remodel their house, you know, the neighbors come out. I like it the way it is. And the problem that runs into, especially as we get older in this community, and I'll throw myself on that bin, is that status quo is not really status quo. It's entropy, you know.
Treading water still takes energy.
Right, right. Exactly.
Down, you know.
And so that change is inevitable, positive or negatively, and so we need to figure out how do we accept change and how do we push that in a positive direction, and quite honestly, that's going to mean that. You know, there's no project I've seen out there that's gotten 100% or even maybe 80% approval. And sometimes you've got to do things that are going to be, you know, make a segment of the community angry. But it might be good in the long run. And
we'll look at electing a supervisor.
Are we doing that?
55%?
Right, right.
53% of those who turn out. So what are you talking? Maybe 30% of the population is in favor of?
Yeah.
Well, okay, you put 30% in favor of a project and everybody's going to run screaming from the hills.
Right.
Or to the hills, rather, right. Trying to avoid it. And yet that's what we accept with the decision makers allowing and say they won.
And so, you know, this issue affects us, like, say, for example, in the city of Eureka, you know, where we're talking about we need more housing, right? I mean, I think there's some agreement about that. But we don't have a land to expand. You know, Eureka is surrounded by the county, and there needs to be more regional planning around housing, in my personal opinion, but we'll talk about that another time. But to increase units and housing in Eureka is going to require a couple of things. One, more density. Because if you can't go out, you got to go up or infill, and or conversion of properties from one use to another, say for an old retail, you know, and there will be people who live here already who won't like it, especially if it's in their neighborhood, right? And so usually it's because, you know, it's well, I'm totally supportive of adding density and new housing, just not anywhere around me, right? Or, you know, it's that NIMBY thing, right? And so, And you know, the more fervent people get around their position, and they start throwing in more and more, well, it's going to attract certain kinds of people, or it's just a bunch of developers making money, or it's, you know, they just start throwing in all that other stuff. And then what happens in the worst case scenario is then the folks just say, well, they don't want anything here.
Nothing.
Right.
And that's
a recipe for, you know, a slow to rapid decline.
Well, Mike Jones had, with his comment on Friday, you know, Humboldt's one of three counties in the state that lost population. There's a clue there, gang. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
Locally owned businesses help our community maintain a distinct personality and to help increase tourism because we don't look like every other place. Small businesses also provide the ability to try on and try out items before you buy and get real expertise, saving you both time and money. When you shop, shop local.
Our award-winning camping department has the gear you need no matter what kind of camping you do. Come in and experience the many benefits of shopping with Pacific Outfitters.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Greg Foster, sponsor of and participant of Talk Shop.
Oh, wow, there you go. Twofer.
Yeah, double dipping, I guess the right way.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Yeah, we don't use that term much to self-describe in public yeah. service.
Yeah, well, unless there's
Try not to, right.
Unless there's French fries involved. Right?
Yeah, there you go, exactly.
And you've got your own little dipping sauce.
Exactly.
Yeah. The process of public hearings, I know it's supposed to be an opportunity for the public to have input or to see what's going on. And I think that the two might be at odds an awful lot with various topics that are being discussed.
Right, right.
Is there a better way? I mean, is doing it the way we've been doing it, it sometimes doesn't feel like it's resulting in the right process, not the outcome, because the outcome's different, but the right process to determine what should be the right outcome.
It might be Winston Churchill, I can't remember, said that democracy is the worst form of government except for every other form. And you know, the bottom line is that in our political system, you know, people are supposed to be able to have their say, and there's equality under the law around that. And it's very frustrating at times. You know, the way in California, the way the law is set up and during sort of public comment, the board, whether it be a city council or a board of supervisors, you know, is not really allowed to speak on anything that's not on the agenda. And so that during the public hearing process or public comment process, especially, people can come up there and say whatever they want. And anyone who's sort of I always enjoy the public comment sections of the local governing bodies, and you know, you get some stuff that's pretty out there, and they've got to sit there and
can't really
it.
Anticipate those.
Right, right. And you know, and in the public hearing process, and this is kind of what happened obviously with Terrigen, it, you know, on both sides really, it was you know, we're just gonna get as many people as we can to speak on this. And so we had two days in the Adorney Center of that
blast of heat kind of stuff.
Right.
And my question,
but you know, so it's not a great process. The tool, you know, it's intimidating to the public, you know, to get up there and speak in front of a mic and a bunch of people, or even in a small room with everybody sitting up there behind the dais.
But see, it's controllable. If there had been a limitation of the number of people, say 25.
Yeah, but who do you get? You know, who gets
No, you rotate through. You know, you just don't have a room of hundreds or thousands.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You have a room that's more scalable, so
right.
It's more intimate.
Or the waiting room outside.
You don't have that. Yeah, but to me, you know, there's all this discussion about transparency.
Yeah.
okay, cool, fair enough, and I think this is part of that process. What about a cooling off period? Instead of voting at the end of, okay, guys, thank you for your submission, we're going to make their decision on Thursday.
Right,
if it's a
right.
Monday-Tuesday event. It gives us a chance to kind of fall back and look at things and maybe to do some follow-up discussion. Like, and I think, you know, during the break, we talked about the Rio Dell with the petition.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the number was extraordinarily high for a population of that size.
Right, right.
Well, were they all Rio Dell people?
Yeah.
I would think would be a viable question to have asked. Not in the heat of the moment, because you're kind of getting blindsided.
Right,
by
right.
It. But upon reflection, gee, that kind of seems interesting. Let's see, were they Rio Dell residents or were they people who shop in Rio Dell or people who drive by Rio Dell?
Right.
And, you know, kind of do some vetting rather than just going with the emotion of the moment.
Well, and I think that to your first point about making that decision, right, you know what, that room full of people after 2 days of that was not probably the best way to do it. Because I do think, I mean, if I had been up in that position and I'd sat there for, you know, 16 hours over 2 days and, you know, I'd want some time to go back and reflect. And I don't know, you know, if that's, I don't know that that was, you know, legally mandated they had to vote on that day. But I do know that there are pressures to get a decision done. So, yeah, you know, maybe give us 24 hours. You know, we'll have another public session without, you know.
Without public testimony.
Right. Yeah. The public is always involved and is always, you know, has to be able to see by law and by morality, I guess. You know, I think if I had been in that position, it was just like, you know, I've got to think this through. I've heard so much over this 2 days. It's not really fair to just make the decision on the spot now.
Or if there was a decision, okay, we cut it off at noon.
Right.
And we voted for.
Right, yeah.
I mean, some kind of lag period there.
Yeah. You know, the ultimate problem of political systems is it's occupied and run by and for humans, and we're probably the least rational species on their planet, right? we make decisions against our own best self-interest all the time, big and small, and so not too many other species do that. You know, the time to think and reflect and you know, go through your thought process and get your try to get as much emotion out of it as you can probably would have benefited this project. And I don't know it would have changed the outcome necessarily, but you wouldn't be, you know, making the decision in that atmosphere of, you know, sort of high emotion and you know, acrimony, you know, with everybody in the room. I just think that is a bad way to make a decision.
Well, again, it's not the outcome, it's the process.
Right, right.
And that's the thing I think that whenever you use a specific example, well, no, it's not that decision, it's
right.
The process of this. And with what had happened with the liquid gas or liquid nitrogen.
Liquefied natural gas.
Yeah, and the Walmart.
Right.
And the balloon track development. And we've been down this road often enough, we should have figured this thing out, and yet we continue to shoot ourselves in the foot and reload and take a shot at the other. And it just, the process needs to be better.
Well, and I think that we need to take a step back and quit arguing about those, you know, the specific projects necessarily and have that discussion, because there will be, there is already a project moving forward.
We'll talk about that when we come back. It's 8:43.
Are you a business owner looking for financial or technical assistance? An entrepreneur looking to start a new business? The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission and the Small Business Development Center want to help. With business loans, classes, and one-on-one consulting, our goal is your success. We've been helping Humboldt County businesses for over 30 years. Visit us at 520 E Street, Eureka, the Prosperity Center, or find us on the web. The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission and Small Business Development Center. We're here for you.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:47. We're back talking shop this morning with Greg Foster. Greg, so there are a number of other large projects that are around. Some are real estate related.
Yep.
And others are commerce related.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
What do you think? I mean, is this enabled the anti-crowd or emboldened them? Has this been a learning lesson? And the other public meetings associated with some of these developments going to be held and processed better,
right.
Differently? Or do you think, okay, well, same old, and we'll just kind of move on to the next one?
The pat answer is I'll tell you when it's over. But I'm hopeful that we have learned from the process, certainly on the TerraGen, and can apply that to the Nordic Aquafarms project. Now, the projects are different in many ways, Nordic being on the peninsula.
But again, we're talking process.
Right.
Not
right.
Specific. Yeah.
So there may be less, vitriol and emotion around it. That being said, there are people out there who are just absolutely against any kind of, industry.
Job creating.
Well, I'm trying often, to think about it's yeah. The fish, the process, I don't want to call it industrial,
farm.
But it's like onshore aquaculture of that sort, and we're seeing that. We're already seeing comments, not a lot, but, the arguments are sort of out there, about various things. And people have a fundamental misunderstanding of what this process is versus sort of the open, the penned fishing, penned aquaculture, salmon farms and that sort of thing, which are very different. I'm hopeful that the Harbor District and the Coastal Commission and the supervisors, at least on the staff level, if not above that, are talking about, okay, so, we've got this going forward. We know where the pinch points are, and we need to figure out a good process for dealing with that. As to the housing, we need more housing here. And I think everybody agrees with we want housing for workers and young people to be able to move back, not to mention the fact that housing is not even available and we've got a homeless issue. That, if we fundamentally agree on that, then call them out and say, where?
Thanks for coming by.
All right.
Lessons
Let's
over.
Get to work.
All right. See everybody tomorrow.